Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Oh, Jesus. Now let me show you something. We've been dealing with the Great Commission for a while. Luke chapter number 10. Let's start the reading from verse 1. But where we're going is verse 2. Luke 10 from verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither himself will come. Verse 2 now. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now, hear me. Just like the case of student who finish school and say there's no job, there are no jobs, there are no jobs, and all that. There are jobs. But most of those jobs must meet certain criteria for the person looking for the job. I have people that organizations both in Nigeria and outside are wooing them because they were able to meet certain criteria. Those who don't meet that criteria feel that things are scarce. I want all eyes closed. There's somebody here. You are at the verge of rustication. All eyes closed. You are at the verge. Just lift your hands in a small way, in a very small way. I just want to see you and release a word. You are at the verge. Where are you? Just in a way I can see it. I can't see the overflow. You are at the verge. If care is not taken right now, there's going to be an issue. Okay, put it down. I've seen you. Father, I reverse that case right now. Amen. By your word. Amen. We turn the situation around. Amen. We reverse it. Now let me give you a very prophetic instruction. I won't look in your direction so nobody will see. Don't leave that department. There's pressure for you to leave. Don't leave. Face it headlong. Face it headlong. Face it. Is that okay? I want to teach. But I sense that there's... How many of you are at the verge of graduating? You're at the verge of graduating. Okay. Those who are semi-verge of graduating, 300 level and other. If you are 500 level courses, 400 level. Let me show you something. Okay. Are you sure you guys are really receptive? Because I've come with words from the Lord. Pastor, now when this begins to get fulfilled, it's going to be a test. There are many of you who have been digging, but you have not found water. A student, you are into tech, you are into many things, you have been digging, you have not found water. The Lord said to tell you, he said, you will not hear noise, but the ditch will be filled. Amen. Meaning that you will just see young people just pitch. And you are hearing people getting grants of $100,000. Now, let me give you a warning. There are some of you that what is coming, and I've warned some of you before. I've warned some of you before, may want to deceive you that if you just dump school, don't. In fact, what I saw is that certain opening has been waiting for you to come to the point where that art is made up. No matter what comes, I won't leave. I will finish. Because there's something about your life and future that requires finishing. Hey, do we have a deal?
Yes, sir.
Those of you at the overflow, do we have a deal?
Yes, sir.
No matter what God does, you will not quit school. So Father, we ask that now your children are ready and let that door be opened.
Amen.
Let the bands and the storehouse break open upon them.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now sit down for a while. Let me try and teach. I will show you something. That there are certain things ready. But the moment a man meets the criteria, you will discover. For instance, I have, by the grace of God, spiritual sons who are solid people in the army. And most times I get first-hand information about what's happening, war front and all that, pictures and videos. Sambisa and all those places. We have a couple of DSS and police officers. But there are entitlements beyond salary that comes with some of those offices. For instance, now, let's say somebody has risen to a level of a lieutenant in the army. And the basic salary, let's say 250,000. But there are allowances. You cannot desire those allowances and the salary unless you are enrolled. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There are certain things in God. There are benefits. Give me that scripture. So, here is a job opportunity announced by God Himself. That there is a vacancy. And I want to beg you, I understand that you are a different level of life. Now, hear me. Not everyone, I understand that, will have to hold the microphone and preach from one place to another. But you must be a laborer in the kingdom. That is, your heart at this level must be centered around the kingdom. When I entered campus yesterday, I on Friday looked at the people, the crowd. Looked at them, those who were hungry. Look at the healings. Now, I wept. Because I remembered 2009. I will sit down Mimbo 2010. And sit down cry. I say, God, use me. Find a way. Pour your grace upon my life. Do something. I will read the book of Kenneth. Many of the Kenneth Hagin books I bought were finished on one sitting. The one I couldn't finish on one sitting was Tongue Beyond the Upper Room. One sitting. Sit down and cry. You must allow God to establish His love in your heart. Don't use God as a means to break through, then you ditch Him. You must genuinely love God. You must perceive campus for what it is. It is a preparatory ground. It is the ground upon which God hopes to establish the things He wants to do in your life. He wants to lay the foundation so He can continue beyond campus. Somebody say loud and clear, say kingdom.
Kingdom.
Now please say it again, say I love Jesus. Now, is there anyone here who loves Jesus?
Yes,
is there anyone here whose life is about Jesus?
Yes,
now, let me tell you something. Now, I'm a married man. Alright? I have my wife and daughter. Now hear me. Once you are married, you just can't wake up and say, I'm going to Kenya. You need consultation. Once you are married, you don't have the privileges of the single days again. When I first got married, I told my wife, for years, I'm a solitary person. I love to pray for long, and I love to be locked. Lock the door and take the key. Just leave me. I didn't know things had changed. I will enter. Rakatabaya, Lord help me. I read books. By the time I come out of the door, I'll meet my wife lying down at the door. Waiting for me. One time, I was looking for my wife around the house. I didn't see her. Check all the rooms. I didn't see her. Check the parlor. I didn't see her. Check kitchen. I didn't see her. All the restroom. I didn't see her. She didn't go anywhere. Where's my wife? Then finally, I opened the store. And I saw my wife crying. New wife. New wife. No. Crying. Never. What happened to you? I hope she's not watching. Say, it's not easy. I came into marriage believing I can experiment different food. I can see the equipment I brought. I want to experiment this and make this and make that for you. But no, we'll cook it, you won't eat. I first laugh. I said, my God. So somebody can cry because I didn't eat. All the boys I was staying with. Oh, Papa, you didn't finish it. Thank you. They will be so happy. I say, he didn't finish his food. Thank you. Go and bring it. But this one is crying. Say, he didn't finish. Jesus Christ. So I said, God, the husband God gave you is already economized from heaven. If you give me rice, salad, chicken, plantain, and add some other things, you have lost me. I'm confused. Rice, stew, meat. Done. Straight to the point. Now, I've changed. I've improved a bit. Why am I saying what I'm saying? Once you are married, your priorities change. The relationship Jesus wants to have with you is synonymous to that. Now, you cannot call anything opportunity unless he approves. If someone comes now and say, Pastor, I want to give you visa to go to America. It's not even needed. Maybe the face where I would have said, has passed. I'm here. Except, okay, go and come and all that. It's not an opportunity. Because my job description is clear. Are you following what I'm saying here? Prepare your heart in such a way that you cannot make any decision unless the groom approves of it. Now that is what it means for the kingdom to be formed in your heart. I once asked one of my boys, one of my mentees, is one of the top executives of one of the leading banks. He told me that he asked a girl out. Said the girl is a good girl. She's this and that. First question I asked him, is she a born again Christian? He said, I forgot to ask. I said, he can't walk. It will scatter. When they broke up, the girl went as far as talking about him on radio. She wanted to drag him to hell. People of God, are you following what I'm teaching here? That if anything happens in my life, I check. What is the curriculum of God for my life? Does this give room
All right. In context of this curriculum, is this a privilege? See, in life, sometimes some of your colleagues seem like they have done better and gone ahead. But there's a different syllabus for your life. In the context of this curriculum for my life. Now, if somebody comes down and say, Pastor, I want to relocate you and your wife to Canada. Nigeria, you should be tired of Nigeria. Go and start living there. In the context of God's plan for my life, you have just moved me out of destiny. So the idea is become married to destiny. Become married to God well enough that every good thing is checked in respect to that, regardless of who is talking. Do you understand what I'm saying? That point where you are that married to the kingdom, where every other thing, no matter how good they are checked in respect to the kingdom before they even enter your heart. That's the point where kingdom is established. Some of us have had to turn away seemingly good opportunities. Once I finished service, my family wanted me to relocate to UK. I would have gone to UK and taken pictures. Some of you will celebrate me. But I would not have met you. 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 That singular decision would be me sacrificing the future of many people. When that boy who had tuberculosis was sharing his testimony, what in the world can be worth that? He couldn't breathe the way he was. He couldn't bend like that. I don't know if you saw on PPC the testimony of the woman. God gave me that word of knowledge. When she says she eats food and drink water, it looks like it is flowing to her legs. She'll feel it moving to her legs. And God took it away instantly. What in the world can give me that level of satisfaction? I have one of my spiritual daughters here in Ipe. She's a married woman. One of these days, I will allow her to give her open testimony. She was dead. Not fainted. Declared dead. God raised her back to life. The boy that the skull split into two and was brought together by the power of God is still alive. He's in Ife here. The boy who was deaf, who was dumb, who also was mentally retarded, and God healed of all the three in less than 3 minutes. He's still alive. What salary can anybody give me in the world that will compare to that? That doesn't mean if you are taking salary, you are wrong. But this is my own job description. Sometimes I go for meetings in Lagos and different places. And I meet people. And I see them crying. And crying. I say, you may never know what your life has done to me. I met a young man at Wattbeck. He held my legs. He was shaking. I knew he had been touched. When God said, stay in Ife, it was a brutal experience. I had to wait and trust God for them to give me transport. I had to go back to sleeping in bunks. I had to go back to bunks. I had to go and join one of my brothers at Fudge, Annex, I-5. Before he got that room, what we would do is that we'll come out at night and enter campus and just check the rooms at Fudge. Once we see a place that is scanty, we just enter and sleep. The people I prayed for were sharing testimonies. Thank God I'm now at KPMG. Thank God I'm now at Central Bank. Thank God I'm now at this. What are you doing now? Preyo, that's the name they call. What are you doing now? I'm in Ife. Doing what? I'm in Ife. At that point, it looks like destiny has left you behind. But there's a hand that when that hand comes upon you, you will outrun those who have gone with horses. Now let me bring you this word of comfort. Whatsoever condition you find yourself in now, that's not your hand. You are just passing through. I've sold no dues in this hemisphere. That's Moro Palace. In the evening, I come out with my, I like white shirt and tie. The reason I like white shirt is because I'm not good with colors. So before I will wear blue and then which tie, I can buy 20 white shirts and then buy a different color of ties. Oh my lord. I don't have the energy to be scratching and all that. But hear me. The way God dealt with fear in my heart, things were bad. I needed money. I won't beg anybody for money. I was taking mathematics tutorial, different government schools, taking JAMB tutorial, taking WAEC tutorial. But I needed money. Started selling noodles. The day my Christian people passed and saw me sell noodles, they laughed. Nobody amongst them came and said, Pastor, what's going on? The only guy that came is a guy called Yomi Nigeria. The guy came and sat with me. He said, seeing you here encouraged my heart that I can do all things. That season of my life was a dark season. But at the same time, I was never going to put anything outside the context of the one who has found me. So when you are in such situation and now say there's opening for you, you are the one who is suffering, come and go to UK. It will take seeing something to say no. Do you understand what I'm saying here? See, you will never have to struggle the way others are struggling. All you have to do is to see it. You've got to see it. You've got to know your job description on earth. You have to understand, what is God chiseling me out for? You have to find it. You have to find it. You cannot but find it. If you don't find it, the devil will make a mess of you. One time like that, we're serving in the family house. A batch we're going to leave. I was in a junior batch, so I was invited to preach. And I told them about the suffering that comes to those who look for money alone with their life. After that preaching, then different things began to come out. I found out that some of the girls who were singing the Lord's song in the family house were already sleeping with sugar daddies for money. Some of them were already doing all form of things and vices. In fact, the gate man opposite the family house had to come and confess that usually when all of us have gone to church on Sundays, he will now enter the family house and he and one of the girls have been sleeping with each other. The gate man, for how much? Go and check. Check, see people who are after only money. They walk from pillar to post. One time, one of my cousins called me and said that they've gotten a job for me, a slot for me. That's come and work with Lasma. People are too jazzy, man. From where to where? If you don't know where you are going, everywhere will look like where you should go. You are not just looking for any opening. There is a specific one that is compatible with your destiny. The plan of God for you is to walk from rest. That doesn't mean you will not work hard. I'm a hard worker. Talk with my wife yesterday. Say, you have to sleep around 9. Stay awake till 2. Preparing for different meetings I have. Are you feeling what I'm saying? But when you walk in the context of God's ordained destination for you, it will never look like work. Why? Because you were wired for it. You've got to find your wiring. You've got to find it. Check, go and check your colleagues. Many of them, Once they leave campus, pillar to post, hey, this is job. They become a shadow of themselves. I was talking to one of my boys that is at Ekiti, school in Ekiti. We're talking. I was having a video call with him. I saw him on the queue. Thousands of people trying to queue for exam and all that. I said to him, you should not be found here. You are my son. You know the kind of person that I am. I will go and spend that time doing meaningful things. Once we get to the last person, I will enter with ease and get done with it. I don't believe in useless waste of time. Time is a commodity you can't buy back. You must set your life that your life is not going to be programmed to struggle. You have to struggle to enter school. You struggle after school. Then you struggle again to find a wife. That one took you 3 months and you went to Shiloh. Come to Shiloh and say, oh yeah. When I met my wife, when God told me that my wife is my wife, I struggled too. Not that anybody see you. Yeah, yeah. And I got married, I say, it's over now. Yeah. But when God said my wife is my wife, I told God, I believe you. But if she wastes my time, she's not my wife. So I asked her to send 5 years ago. Send 5 years ago. I didn't see marriage. No, I first asked for 2 years ago. Send 2 years ago. I didn't see marriage. Send 5 years ago. 5 years ago. I didn't see marriage. Ah, God, this is not my wife. This is my wife. Say, this one is not planning to get married. I now asked her that, are you a man? You are not putting marriage in context of this. Say, no. It's because I'm ready even now. There you are. Not like after talking. Now say, I praise you. You now take half of your life to pray and then study you. Now say, you look like what God said, but you are not the one. You will not struggle.
Amen.
Lift your hand. Let me give you 30 seconds. Say it again. I will not struggle in life. Make it a prayer. You have 30 seconds. No. You will not struggle. Jesus' name we're praying. Now sit down for a while. You don't have to struggle. One of the things that I learned earlier in life is that I came from a family of hard workers. Everybody's running from pillar to post. They boast in strength and energy. But in the context of my calling, I labor. But laboring of, you must find your place early and understand that the blessing of God will meet you in that context. Do you understand what I'm saying? So by the time you are done with campus, everybody's agitated. Everybody's saying, hey, calm down. And many of them wander out of destiny because of that. They make wrong decisions that will mar their lives. Some girls get entangled with boys they should never marry. There are boys that it takes somebody that they have stopped praying for to marry. And there are boys that it takes somebody that they have stopped praying for. Somebody came to tell me that he liked a girl. I went to inquire from God, who stopped praying for this girl? Somebody has stopped watching. That's why this guy can like this girl. Because now, he's going to bring her from 100 to 0. But you will not know if you have not entered into rest. You may be desperate. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will not miss it. You will not miss it. Now, what am I trying to show you? There is a job description in heaven for those who make the kingdom their priority. Now, Jesus himself said, if you make this your priority, he said, all other things shall be added. All other things. All other things. All other things. There are many children now that give birth to children, and their children don't know God. Because they didn't see raising children as a ministry. They didn't see raising children. My daughter is 1 year plus. If I ask her, pray for me, she will lay her hands on my head and close her eyes and do like this. Why? I have been doing that since she was in the womb. And we gave birth to her, and they called me at the hospital. I was waiting. You know, that moment will come in your life. It's going to be the longest wait. You think waiting to be engaged is long? That few hours of you have a baby. Ah, let's go there. I went there. I looked at her where they had placed her. What I saw, I said, this is a resolute child. Could have gone to give birth to her in America. God said, you can do that with all others. This one, Nigeria. She follow you everywhere you go. I understood when I saw her. Say, you can't touch her as a new baby. What do you mean? Carry her, lay my hands on that head, and seal matters from birth till death. Pronouncement with tears. Because I understand this is ministry. You must resume priesthood now. I've had to settle matters for different homes where women are complaining. My husband doesn't even pray about the family. He doesn't pray. You get married, you begin to release words. People are seeing healings take place outside. No, it didn't start outside. Many more are taking place in the family. My wife was pregnant. The doctors checked her vitals, said she had something. Where? I changed it. My mother was diagnosed with diabetes. I went home. I changed it. It is when gatekeeper refused to change and allow it stay, they will now say, okay, I'll bring it to your own generation too. Doctor said, we have to give birth to our daughter by December. I said, I heard God. And he said, the time is now. Say, if we bring give her now, give birth to her now, she may not be fully formed. Now, sir. Now, don't go and try that. Don't bring something out that look like human being. You know what I'm saying? She was already due, but they were waiting for certain things. 2012, October, I was praying and fasting. God told me,
I will give you a girl first. Give me what our life is going to be about. 2012. My wife became pregnant. They said, let's go for a scan to check the gender. I said, I'm not going. Gender of who? I even preach in church. I said, I'm having a girl first. Before I even knew who I was married. I told you people. You remember? In that case, now I'm not going to give birth to one boy who is looking at you strangely. Everybody start doubting your prophecy. He came out like this. Look at you. His head is strong against your head. The one they say his name is Paul. Paul. Sorry if your name is Paul. Now give birth to two. Say Peter and Paul. But the prophetic is not me taking risk. Some of our members in Abuja said they were afraid when I was going to pray for the man on wheelchair. So we are afraid. What if he doesn't stand? I will never play safe with the supernatural. Even if there are no legs there, I will still drag him down. Play safe. One of my spiritual daughters was pregnant. God said the person coming is somewhere. Do you call a guest somewhere? All this scam till the final day. Girl. She was asking me that. What should we do now, Pastor? Should we call her name Deborah? God told me. Before you got married, God, I prophesied over you, prayed for you. You got married, God said Samuel is coming. They knew it was a boy for the first time when they gave birth to him. Scan till the ninth month, girl. But do you know that as serious and as corrupt as the world is getting, we need more parents who are prophetic, who are priests, who can hold their children and say, I exempt you from the corruption of this life. At night, I would have gone bad and wayward. I was already in the midst of it. Finished church on Sunday, we'll sit down outside, myself and other boys, we'll be analyzing girls. Say, that one. You know, go fine, go girl. Then we'll be saying, oh yeah, you go and ask her out. Go you to church. Hey, baby, how you doing? I used to walk like this. They call me DJ Son. Nothing is wrong with me. And guess what? Everybody in my secondary school, I'm telling you, the principal had to correct me on assembly ground. Say, Lazarus! He said, you want to destroy this school? Now, I had represented them for different competitions. Say, I'm telling you, assembly, you just see boys coming in. One boy went to ask a girl out. The girl knew the boy is a fool. But as the boy began to say things that make sense, you know what the girl said? The girl shouted from her class, help me tell Lazarus to leave me alone. She knew I was the one telling him what to say. I had a note where I was drawing and drafting poems and articles for girls. I wrote a letter and sent it to one girl like that, Franca, younger son of my friend, Justice. Send it to their flat. When you stand in front of my house, you'll be looking at our house. Opposite the road. The buildings are facing each other. She came out to their balcony. Every time she was looking at me, I thought she liked me. She would be there just smiling. I didn't know. Maybe she was thinking. So I wrote a love letter. If love was a fruit, I'll pick an apple. I wrote all those things. It's Mumu stuff. But you won't know. No Holy Ghost. If love was a person, I'll pick you. Hey, this. She came out, read it. Then she did like this. Kilo vese le bae. Then she went inside. Thank God. I quickly picked that this girl will be coming home to report me to my dad. As I ran out to the gate, my dad said, why are you going? I said, I'm coming. I went to wait at the gate. She was coming. She wants to pass. I said, relax now. She held the letter. Says, your daddy at home. Ah! I went from, if love was the person, to kneeling down. Sorry, sorry. Sorry, it's just joke. You don't even know play. Small play. That's how I was. I went for a party. My friend's birthday. That BUK student. It was in Kano. I was the MC. But I was still the one who said the sound. So, no shortage of men. Yeah, DJ Son. I was doing all those things. So there was this thing they used to do then. They call it Devil's Basket. Yeah. Some of you were born again. Some of us were not. Ati Ayakuya, Allah. Devil's Basket. They write different mischievous stuff. Only God knows who used to write those things. Then you pick. Somebody will pick. You will read. The person will do what is there. So, a girl pick. A very beautiful girl. The girl even looked like my senior. Red. She would kiss a guy, then dance with the guy without her leg touching the ground. The girl looked around, turned to me and said, I pick you. How you can say that? How you can say that? Says you. They try to explain, say, me ba is him. My heart was beating fast. In all my attempt to be bad, I've not seen this type. One of the ways I was holding mic is so I can escape corruption. Finally, they bailed me out. I got back home. That was the night I gave my life to Christ. It was a statement from my father. But before then, every night he would walk to my room and lay hands. Pray. And say, I will be there. Deceiving himself. Yeah. I was not sleeping. You think I was sleeping? Anytime I'll sleep, I can wake again. My elder brother will laugh. But he was installing something. You will not fail in your priesthood duty. 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 Please sit down. The world is getting more serious and intense. The foundation of kingdom must be established. There's no negotiation. Don't stay on the fence. Don't do believer who is taking anything. Mm-mm. And the company of the wise, all right, will be promoted, but the company of fools will be destroyed. Be careful. You want to walk with people that every moment you spend with them, they want you to they remind you of digging deeper in God. That if you hang around this person for 30 minutes, you want to pray more. You want to study more. You want to fast more. They may not be holding titles. Those are your friends. You look at what they are posting. It talks about God. If there is a very mysterious ground, you can be many things in this place and nobody will know. I live at a sherifa here. Can be many things. Many things. There are girls whose life are being destroyed in this hemisphere 24/7. Boys who are doing Yahweh has used them. And the way that charm works is that whoever married them is used also. They use that and use the husband in advance. So our duty is to find X. The X, you know, it's a variable. It's whoever failed to pray. A girl in this same city, the girl went to the, we wonder against the boy, went to the house of the boy at Mayfair by herself. She was sweeping. How will a girl sent by parents to go to school to study now became a housewife? She was sweeping and then she raised the bed up and saw calabash. With soap, with our picture. So, you know, Pastor Moke, remember that story? Any of the pastors, I know, Adi Yoke, remember the story? You know the story. Ran with the picture, with everything. You know, when we tried to stop her from dating, you know, she still went ahead with the boy. You will not miss God.
Amen.
I say again, you will not miss God.
Amen.
I say it again, you will not miss God.
Amen.
I say it again, you will not miss God.
Amen.
Please, this is the best time to dig certain wells. Everything you see me do today, they are product of the things done 2009 to 2013. That was the window of my preparation. From 2014, I entered another phase. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? The least you can take from where you campus is the certificate. Make sure you finish, get a certificate. But that's the least. You can find God. You can find destiny. And be careful of being a believer who make other believers derail. Let it be that if anybody hear you or read from you, they want to love Jesus more. People need help. That people are struggling to stand on their own. You can't be a reason for their downfall. It has to be fully declared, I am for Jesus. In words and in character. You have to be sold out. The day before we had the program, we had at Odudua, some boys were using that place, I think for a comedy show. See girls, go there. They are not afraid to be identified with that. Go with their bomb shot and their short skirt. Some of them are your coursemates. See them dancing, they take pictures. Some of you have coursemates who are taking shisha. 20, 21, 22. And they are not afraid. Some of them will leave hostels. You know what I'm saying. They will go to different guys in town. They are not afraid. Some of them are living lives that will implicate their tomorrow. They are not afraid. Why are you the one who is pocketing Jesus? If you truly... Imagine being dating somebody. Name someone. Us, no. Both of you are in a relationship. Every time you post, my sugar pie, my baby, my dad, love my life. Though it is foolishness to be posting that on campus. You will soon know why. Only 10% of relationships that begin before NYSC survives after NYSC. Verified fact. I love you till I die. It will be tested out. So somebody has finished school and you are posting, oh my baby, my this. Not the baby that is in part three. Baby is still trying to pass. I mean, you now understand what your life is. Now, let me balance it. I'm not saying God can't do it on campus. But be sure that you have found him. So some of you now say, ah, Papa, that's low blow. That's low blow. You know that we are, I'm not scattering your Gary. God will help you. But hear what I'm saying. You keep posting about the girl. But on your birthday, she posted, my brother in whom I'm well pleased. Or, she said, let me not put that so I'll not brother zone him. She now put happy birthday away. Hope I'm not eating anybody. When you will read that, that's your report card. You know you are dating yourself. You are dating yourself. You are dating yourself. That's the same way people are doing with Jesus. He boldly said, I've loved you with an everlasting love. But they hate to be identified with anything Jesus. Because the kingdom is not established. Do you believe in your heart? Do you honestly think that there's anything this world can give you that will last apart from Jesus? Do you honestly think so? Let me show you how miserable the life of people have become. The only thing that quality controls life is Christ. You will seek money. You will get the money. Check. There are hotels you can't even lodge again in Ife. Because the Yahoo Yes, they get money, but it looks like a scorch that drives through the land. Once they touch anything, the thing looks cursed. Check hotels where they lodge. If you're a normal person, you can't be convenient there again. Are they not getting money? It's like there's a curse that follows that on lawful gain. And anywhere they go, the place is scorched. If they enter a compound and begin to live there, police will start training that place. Everywhere changed in atmosphere. How much more we that carry the Holy Ghost? Let me tell you the level I am. If I enter any environment, any estate, we shut down the walls of death. Nobody can die in this estate without my permission. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's no... I was telling the pastor, I have prayed from the junction of our Shepherd Father. I prayed till I almost got to OUI. Through this road, all these houses were not existing before. They were not there. Maybe just about a few. We've seen a few of them. Walk around this place. Mimbo, 6 to 6, night till daybreak. Thank God I did those things. Because you would think you would always have the opportunity. But no. If you look at my calendar sometime, you wonder. After I finished ministry yesterday, I still ministered in how many places? I went to join people together. I still went to Sunday. And yesterday morning program was my second program. I still ministered before coming. From 6 to 7. When you keep such schedule, you must have eaten something for the journey. Do you understand what I'm saying? What year was I going to minister at the Loring? It was Pastor Henry that drove. And they said, Fulani guy said the meeting was not old. Ah, this one we old. I went there. Didn't go to any personal security. The people provided security. It was a crusade. They've not borne the person well. You know, I talked about predictable curriculums. Huh? There's a level you get to that. What you are saying is not empty statement. Were we not the one at... Where is that? Ekpe? That night. You were in the car. We're driving from Lekki. No, from Aja. And they said, this bridge, they rob you every night. See, if anybody robs us, person will die. We finished meeting, coming back at night, around what time? Between 1 and 2 a.m. A car, we saw them, boys, they were in singlets, they were parked. As they saw a car coming, they double crossed us. From nowhere. It was not like it was coming. No, it was not coming. We were seeing now. From nowhere, a trailer crushed the car. You get to a point where the jealousy of God is vested on you. Speaking of Pastor Aaron, he told me, he said when they got to Abuja, they were living somewhere. Armed robbers came to rob their house. He said he opened the door for the robber and said, enter. Pick what you want to pick and get out. He said, I don't even know where the audacity came from. He opened the door. He said, enter. Just take what you want to take and get out. Ah, they looked at him. Robbers are knocking. He said, don't break the door. I'll open it for you. Enter, enter. All of you, enter, enter. You come. Take the things you take and leave us. If you are a thief, will you steal? There are many things, but there are packages for people upon whom the kingdom is established. What's the highest you can get when you get a good job? Health insurance, car, transportation allowance, blah, blah, blah. But do you know the kind of package we get? What was asking me yesterday, how do you manage your schedule and not break down? I am insured. It's a package. I'll share with them. We're in Abuja. Please sit down. I was sick. Everybody saw me. I was still ministering. I never missed my activity for a day. I was still doing all the things I should do. But I knew I was sick. My health was failing. to never show in my body. If you know the way I fast, you wonder someone like me should be like boom. To never show in my body. Ah, I called my wife. I said, babe, take me to the nearest hospital now. Ah, this man doesn't talk like this. Say yes, please. Try to put some things together. She got out. Say, let's go. I said, wait. I won't go like I'm just a civilian. I am under somebody's payroll. Say, get me a chair, please. Got me a chair. We'll stay in a loan compound, loan apartment. Put it somewhere beside. Sat down. Oh God, you sent me to this city. I'm here as your servant. What's your take? Should I go to the hospital? You know I'm not feeling well. As I was saying that, I remember what my wife was playing in the morning when we woke up. Archbishop Benson Dawsa, saying the greatest prayer you can pray is God help me. So I said, God, help me now. As I said that, I saw a mighty angel descend beside the house. I was still feeling all the symptoms. I told my wife. I said, I'm not going again. God has responded. The one who sent me, the headquarter from where I was sent, has replied. 11 a.m. to 1. They came to wake me from sleep. I don't sleep early. They said, Oropo is around. Oropo, it's late. Came with his wife. Said, I had a burden that we should come tonight. You must have parents who are on fire. So what's going on? I said, my body. He held me. He said, let's pray together. We prayed. Say, man of God, you go and sleep. Went to sleep. Woke up the following morning like a new baby. I've seen people lose their life. Twelve. The best place you can be is under the hand of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Some of you are coming from places where if the level of witchcraft there should face you, you will die. You cannot live your life uninsured. You can't live your life uncatered for. You think you are just a fine girl or a fine boy. They will waste you now. They've wasted men who are better than you. The only way to survive is to be on fire. That's the only way. If there was another way, I would have told you. Then the kingdom of God is established. It's burning in your heart. You make up your mind. Yes, I will make billions. But my life is not about anything else but kingdom. I will sit in the board of different companies, but I am there because there's an interest. The moment you meet this criteria, then you will now know that there are investments from heaven just waiting for a man whose heart is made up. I want to evoke prayers and bless upon you. Now, let me say this. Is there anyone here who is saying from this moment, my life is about the kingdom. I will not live for myself. Now, hear me. Do you know that the problem of Nigeria today, is not because we lack believers in politics? No. We have. In fact, if they mention many of them who are believers in politics, you will not believe. The problem is many of them got there while the kingdom was not established in their hearts. The money you need can destroy you if the kingdom is not formed. Wealth can waste a man. Many people are humble because they can't afford their problem. They can't afford temptations. They can't sponsor it. If billions come, they will sponsor it. Let me tell you something. There's nothing I have that is not kingdom based. Nothing. Oh, I have people who send money from different countries. It doesn't occur to me what I need. Someone should come in and say, hey, Apostle, what do you need? I have to think and think. But ask me, what does the church need? He's on ground. My head is wired. Kingdom. when my wife, myself, were going to get married, went to buy a wedding gown, buy a suit. She was excited. But I feel there's something I need to see I've not seen. I made up my mind, we'll change that gown. So put our money together again to go and make now to our specification. I went for a meeting. I was so blessed in that meeting. Ah, I knew the money for gown was gone. I called her. Babe, that gown money. Say yes, please. Send it. Say we are going to use it. I sow the money as a seed. Ah, all my wife here, where? God will provide. He didn't fail us now. Few days later, somebody just said he stumbled on my message on YouTube. Yeah, he just heard it and he was blessed. Then he went to start asking, who is this person? Who is this person? He said, that's Pastor Femi Lazarus. Ah! Please, how can I get his account number? Fortunately, the person he was asking had it. Got my account number. Sent half a million. I've gotten blessed like that. From countries I can't even trace the people. When you put God first, you will put your own first. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes,
are you following what I'm saying?
Yes,
let Jesus be scarred and fixed in your heart. That it becomes impossible for anybody to separate you. That's the secret. That's the secret. That's the secret. Bishop Oyedepo said, at the point that the church was paying rent of maybe 3-5 or so, he told them, he said, now that we are all at the same level, let's contribute and pay this rent. Because God knows if I have it, I will pay it alone. Because the time is coming, some of us will begin to fly. And they will think we have done a ritual. Say, so now, if you have it, give it. I won't beg you. There are things that are the exclusive preserves of God's lovers. Those who love Him. Those who love Him. It energizes prayer. Now I look back and I begin to ask myself. Now there are cultures you can't take from me. Prayer and fasting and study. You can't, it's too late. I will climb St. Jude Anglican Church. Climb to the top. And sit alone with God 3 days. Oh, the kind of secret you'll be coming down with can't be at the same level with your mate. You are not just merely trying to get ahead in life. You need to find God and walk with Him. When I was coming, I called one of my friends. We lived at Asherefa Street there. There were women then who give us credit. Spag, Pepe Terra. Probably don't know Pepe Terra. Pepe Terra was the lifesaver. Put Pepe Terra one. Salt, Maggie. You don't need to go and buy pepper and tomato. I'm passing. Stir it. I'm teaching some of you who don't know how to cook. Pour water inside. Fry it. Pour spag. That's it. Then if you can afford liquid chicken, egg. That's the future. You can call it future chicken. So you are eating the future now. That's a joke. So when we're talking, he said, don't forget to check on that woman. Because we made simultaneous agreement that we are coming back to buy those women cars. You must have decisions in your heart. That God, as you prosper me, this is what I will do in turn. As you lift me. I have people on my payroll. Some of whom I've never met before. I've never met them. Just my payroll. Person says, okay, we're going to do this monthly for the next 1 year. So. Because the kingdom is established first. I want to pray for you this morning, but the manifestation of what I want to pray for you about is for lovers. It's for lovers. Oh, Jesus. Oh, lover. Lord, Oh lover, I hail thee. The sound of my love beckoning on me to the ask the Lord Jesus to scar your heart and sign. Let him sign a signature showing you are his. Ask him to sign. Ask him to sign. Oh, Jesus. Sign on my heart. Sign on my heart. Put your signature. 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 Establish the kingdom in my heart. I hear the sound of my Lord beckoning on me to the secret place. I akate shinta. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, how many of you believe that God has called me? And when I speak to your life this morning, it will not fall to the ground. Now let me ask you, do you believe? Now the Lord said there are some of you who are coming from homes where wicked people exist. He said to tell you, fear not. Because from this moment, a new protocol is taking over. Now, I don't know if those people are here. Maybe they are forming, but I know where I came from. And I knew by what time God took me out by grace. God said to tell those guys, fear not. It doesn't matter who had died and who had been made miserable. Mm-mm. A new protocol resumes today. Strobe Light Church, Ife. There's about to be an outbreak amongst you. Now hear me. Before coming, one of the prophetic instructions God gave to me is to rename all of the branches, all of our branches. The most mysterious one was Ife. Let me tell you something. When they were distributing lands after getting to the promised land, they didn't give to Levi. Every tribe's owed Levi. Every tribe. Why? Because the Lord is Levi's portion. Levi was like the corner piece of the 12 tribes. The most important part of a building are the pillars. Those who are building understand what they call cornerstones. Need reinforcement. God said they are my cornerstone church. Now hear me. Humanly speaking, that doesn't seem to make sense. That's why I told you when I came. Mark that word. I perceive that many of those who are the foundations of our Hero Church, they are in this meeting. God is going to find cornerstones, a sure foundation. Get ready, Ife. There's about to be testimonies. Some of you have applied for things that no word has been coming from. After this meeting, by the force of prophecy, doors break out on the side, break out on the left, break out in the front, break back at the back. Strange doors, strange doors, strange doors, strange doors, strange doors, in the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost for 10 seconds. Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Get up, everybody. Lift up your two hands. From today, I mark you in the spirit. The mark of touch not my anointed. It is placed on each and every one of you. From this minute, the Cornerstone Church, the scepter will not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes. Judah was the corner piece of the tribes. The destiny of the Messiah was locked up in Judah. Out of your midst, Lord givers will emerge. Sphere of Light Church Ife, Cornerstone Church. I know we also have LA Church here. Hear the word of the Lord. You will be known and marked as the generation of young established people. There is something called the grace and the covenant of early establishments. From today, the Lord makes it with you. Everyone who has been taking a step forward, two step backward, we change that narrative. I invade your space with favor, with the presence, with blessings, with goodness, in the name of Jesus. Cornerstone Church, hear the voice of the Lord. The one who made the heavens and the earth will fight for you, and you will hold your peace. He will make room for you in this city. Your children will spread to all nations. You will not fail God. None of you here will die young. You will not be missing. One of the covenants God made with me is the covenant of ease. From this moment, you will not struggle. You will not struggle. You will not sweat to get results. It doesn't matter how dark and how bad your background is. You are covenantly exempted. And I command, every door shut against you, be opened. Be opened. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's give Lord a big hand. Pastor, I was in Lagos to minister. A couple came to me. They had issues. Issues overall, family income was so poor, so bad. Say God will change it. So I command between now and the next 7 days. They knelt down. so what don't fall to the ground. That weekend, one of their friends just called them. Say, I'm traveling out of the country. You guys come and take my car. Ah. Somebody else called them. I said, I just thought about both of you. I want to pay your next rent. Say, Koti, it's not due. Say, hey, take the money now. Send close to 2 million. Another door opened again. About 15 million. Same week. I call one of my sons out, crossover service, 2021 to 2022. And I said, if this life, if this guy's life does not change this year, God did not come. How do you say that? I don't play safe with prophetic. God told me. I don't want to mention the testimonies, so I will not put them at risk. You know, there are testimonies, you just shh, doors of America open. Other doors, strange doors. The family moved from earning 50,000 monthly salary, 50,000 cumulatively, to what it is now. By the force of prophetic declaration, I shift you from where you are. You will enter into new levels. These words will not fall to the ground. I command an outbreak of unusual testimonies from this house. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Now get up and feed everybody. Now hear me.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.